Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show, where I discuss findings and interesting information related to investing, investing in residential real estate, becoming an ideal wealth grower, what we learn from our mentorship, or interesting articles that I found and that I want to share with you. And we are currently in this series where I'm reviewing the lessons that John Soforek created for his son in the book, The Wealthy Gardener. And I'm not going to go through every lesson, but every so often I come across one, and there are dozens and dozens. There's one where I think this is worth talking about a little bit and maybe giving you my view on it or how you can apply it for yourself. And so the lesson today has the title Financial Excess. And it says, I learned that income equal to expenses is precarious, and that the pursuit of excess money is wise and necessary. So excess money meaning more money than you actually need to pay for all your expenses. And that is a very good lesson and super well aligned with what we do at Idea Wealth Grower. And it starts out with learning that income equal to expenses is precarious and is tricky and is not good and is creating stress is one thing. And the first step that I always teach when somebody becomes a new member in our Ideal Wealth Grower community is to put automatically for anything, and you can do this with your bank for your checking account, tell your bank any money that comes in, take 10% of that and move it to what I call an accumulation account. You can call it savings account or whatever kind of title you want to give it to. And hopefully, if you're working with a bank that has good savings accounts, you can actually get some good interest on it. By the way, as a little tip here in this episode, what I use myself for our savings for this kind of 10% that is taken off automatically is transferred to an American Express high yield savings account. And you can open this for free. It doesn't cost anything. Just go to American Express high yield savings online and open the account. And then that account right now, as I'm recording this episode, pays 4.4% increase interest. And I can put money in, I can take money out. There is no holding time. There is no minimum, nothing. It's just like a savings account. But most bank savings account, you know, like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, I don't know, JP Morgan, whatever banks are out there, most of them don't really pay any good interest on the savings accounts or even no interest on the checking account. So that's why I established years and years ago this American Express high yield savings account, and has really treated us very well because it's super flexible and it pays a decent interest. So that's the one part. Take 10% of all the money that comes in and put it into the accumulation or high yield savings account. That's one way how you actually start accumulating the funds necessary to start making investments. That also helps you for whatever the money is in that savings account that you can't really say any longer, and you shouldn't, and it should never be a goal to say, I live paycheck to paycheck. What you really want is that your paycheck is sufficient to cover 80 to 90% of all the expenses that you have. And the rest should be programmed and planned to go into investing for the long term. And that's what is meant by this excess money. It's basically money that you don't really need to cover your expenses. And you might say, well, that's good theory, but I've been living paycheck to paycheck for a long time. And every time I get an increase, everything else gotten more expensive. And then that increase, that raise is basically absorbed. And I can tell you, and it might sound theoretical, but I really, really want to challenge you to try it, is if you put 10% aside, then yes, you may not be able to continue to spend exactly the way you have before if you used to normally spend all the money that comes in. But if you say, okay, now I only have 90%, you can really take a look and identify the things that you don't necessarily need to survive. If you look at everything that you spent money on, do I really need it? It is not very hard to save 10%. And it starts out with silly little things. For example, ask yourself, how many subscriptions do you have? Do you have Hulu? Do you have Netflix? Do you have a YouTube Patreon account? Do you have any of these other Paramount and whatever, Apple TV, all these subscriptions? For one, I would anyway say you shouldn't watch that much TV. But if you have more than one, all the other ones are excess. Because if it's for the purpose of entertaining, any one of those subscriptions has hundreds, if not thousands, of entertaining things on it, right? And so, and if you bring the argument, well, I want to see a certain kind of sport, well, then sign up with a network that has that sport and cancel all the others. And here you are, you already saved some money. And the same thing is true with certain other things. Now, I don't want to go back to all the things, but one thing that I find interesting is that people, for example, spend quite a bit of money on the way to work and from work by buying coffee at a drive-thru. Instead of just getting a $30 coffee maker, set it up with a timer, and before you leave, you set it up at night, it runs in the morning, and when you're ready to leave, you just fill up one of those kind of cool stainless steel thermos things, and you have hot coffee all the way to work and probably when you get there. But the main thing is, if you ever look at how much it costs you, what you spend in one day probably lasts you a whole week or two, when you basically do that, make the coffee yourself. And those are the things that are really excessive, and they don't impact your comfort at all. You can have the same or even better coffee every day for a fraction of the cost. And if you really, with that kind of attitude, go and look at everything that you're paying money on every month, you will see saving 10% of what you used to spend is not hard. It's actually easy. And when you get into the habit, you will find that you probably might be getting a little bit addicted to saving more than just the 10%. But the big thing is, when you are actually start putting those 10% or more aside, you will no longer be in this precarious situation that your income and your expenses are basically just balancing out. And that then actually allows you not just to have your accumulation account and grow a certain amount of money that you can invest with our help if you like, but it also gives you peace of mind. But it is basically a reserve. And you can invest it. And if the amount of money accumulates to a certain extent or has accumulated, if you are ready right now, then we want to help you to invest the money into something that basically right after you own it starts paying you additional income. So now you have an income stream from your investment and an income stream from your work. And if you keep going, then you accumulate more money, you can do your second investment. And then you have three income streams, two from investments and one from work and so forth. And sooner or later, you will get to a point where you can say, I don't really need that income stream from work anymore because all my investments paying me every month. So that's where we want to get to. We call that the time freedom point, is when you no longer have to work. You can, but you don't have to. But more importantly, you will immediately get away from this precarious balance between income and expenses. And when you do, you will also feel better, not just financially, but overall. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe. And if you want to talk about it, please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the green button, book a call, and let's have a conversation about how you can get started, how you can have your accumulation account, how you can actually develop multiple streams of income, and sooner or later reach your time freedom point. I would love to talk to you about that. So with that, think about it, take action, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.